And we are back with Channel 9 Live here at Ignite. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of my very favorite apps, which is Visual Studio Code. And so I'm here with Chris Diaz and Matt Hernandez from the Visual Studio Code team and everybody's favorite developer, Scott Hanselman.
And also Visual Studio Code fan person.
Also Visual Studio Code fan person.
I love it.
Thanks, Scott.
So there's been a lot of good stuff happening with code these days. What are some of your favorite things, Scott, that you've seen recently?
Well, I've actually just literally gotten off stage after doing an entire session on .NET, and I was doing it with Scott Hunter, and he was using Visual Studio on Windows, and I was using Visual Studio Code, and we used the C# extension, we used the Azure extension, which is now an extension of extensions, so I had within that SQL Server and Functions and Docker. I added a bunch of extensions from the community. Extensions, like I just love them. I collect them like Pokemon.
gotta catch them all.
I was actually using an open source code coverage tool called Coverlet that generates an open cover file called an LCOV that gave me then code coverage gutters. So as you're looking at your code, it's putting a color by green or red, depending on whether or not your test executed your code. And since Scott Hunter is colorblind, it's just a gray line along the side. But for me, it was amazing. And I was digging it. Like the idea that I could put together a really professional experience with a test explorer for .NET, with code coverage, all bringing together open source tools. And I would have felt in the past like I was cobbling together open source tools, but it wasn't cobbling anything at all together. It's like, get these three extensions, make sure this path is this way, set these settings, and I just have this great workflow. It's fantastic.
Awesome. So, Matt, I know that you work on a lot of the Azure extensions, right? You do all the Azure packs?
That's right, yeah. The App Service Functions, Cosmos, Storage, all of those extensions, those are in my team.
And is there anything particularly new and cool that you come up with lately that you want to kind of tell people about that's particularly exciting?
Probably big stuff would be the Functions extension now supports V2, with V2 being generally available. So V2 is going to be the default experience, so everybody on Mac, all of that stuff will work really well. The other big thing I'd like to say is that my team recently took over the Docker extension, which you mentioned, and so we're putting a lot of work into making that extension really, really great. So expect
awesome.
Expect
Who'd
more
you take
stuff.
Take that extension over from that.
My boss, Chris.
Did you write the Docker extension?
I maintained it for quite a while.
Really?
Yeah. He did a great job. He did a really good job.
One of the things that surprised me was that when we did the app development general session, the mini keynote, or the keynote zero.
Keynote zero.
Light diet keynote. Ordinarily when I do these things, I have VS Code, I have my browser, and I have a tab with the Azure portal open.
Right.
And it's like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the command line. I'm going to go to the portal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the command line. I'm going to go to the portal. But now, with the Docker extension, we were able to see our Azure Container Registries. Yep. We did all of our Docker build. We did our Docker compose up. We pushed to the registry. We had a bad connection string. We fixed that with the Azure App Service extension to VS Code. I literally never went into the portal once. Now, are you trying to keep me out of the portal?
Yeah, we're trying to keep you on the rails, right? Like, just all the things that you need right there. So.
But that is really the issue. It's not that you're trying to keep me out of the portal. You're just trying to let me do my job without having a context switch.
It's the common stuff that you have to do day in and day out. Make that available in the tool. And if there's other stuff you need to do in the portal, it's great. And the extensions actually have, right-click and you can jump over to the portal and deep linking right into it. So try to strike that balance.
You're trying to keep me on the, like you said, on rails, right?
On the rails, yes.
On the rails. And Chris, I know that, so one of the, when Azure DevOps was announced a couple weeks ago, one of the things that came out with that was also the new GitHub pull request extension.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my favorite new extensions that the team worked on. Pretty deep collaboration with the GitHub folks. And so can we see it? Is it
yeah, can we put
it up? Bring that up.
Is this going to keep me on rails too? I don't have to go to GitHub now?
I mean, you can still go to GitHub. Yeah we're gonna pull up Chris's computer. He can show us off some of this stuff.
Is it going to come up on the back screen?
When will I know?
I don't know.
So it is already
live.
Happening.
Okay.
All right.
So we are live. Sorry about that, guys. So we are live. So yeah. So we can see this great PR extension.
Yeah. So what's cool about this extension is that we did it as a collaboration with GitHub and Visual Studio Code. We did the APIs to enable pull requests. Not from just GitHub, it'd be from any provider. And GitHub did the implementation on the pull request side. So we collaborated with them on that, which is actually pretty cool. And when you, after you install the extension, it's got a great little video to show you what's going on. when you come over to the viewlet on the left-hand side, which is the Git viewlet, where you can see all your changes, there's a new thing over here. We call these sashes. It says GitHub pull requests. Based on the repository that I'm working on, the folder that I'm working on is connected to a repository, so it knows where we are. And so in that, I can come in here, and I can actually see all the pull requests that are open on that particular repository. I can click on one of them. This looks good. Use app formatting. And then when I click on description, you kind of get the main page. Like if you're in GitHub itself and there's the main overview page of the pull request, you can see it right there. And then you can drill into any one of the files. And like this is one of the things where on the VS Code side, we did a bunch of API work. You can see if as I hover around here, if I click on it, now you can actually do a discussion inline in the editor. So that's the APIs that we provide that then...
They then show up. And this way, like the comments too, that will come in, you know, will show up in your code, and this will then immediately show back up on GitHub if somebody is looking at it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And what's cool about it is you know, if I want to go and actually work on this or look at it, I can just click on checkout, and I don't have to go and find out what branch or area it is, and just checkout checks it out locally. So my branch will change locally, and then I can start use all the features of VS Code, like go to definition and find all references, because I've, you know, with one click, now I have everything locally on my machine. So now, when I'm reviewing a pull request, it's not just browsing the source code. I can run it. I can, you know, find other places where maybe some additional changes need to be made. So that's kind of one of the cool things that's come out recently that I'm excited about.
And that was partially built by some of the new, I guess, like API additions that were in like the latest version of Visual Studio Code. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly? That's what kind of allowed this.
Yeah.
To be able to exist?
Yep. Like I said, during this this collaboration, we went back and forth on what they needed, and we added those over the past 3, 4, 5 months. And so that's how it came about.
Awesome. So it's for GitHub now, but other providers could
other
maybe
providers
augment this.
Can write extensions that are similar to this one. So Bitbucket, DevOps, whatever they want to do, they can plug into it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have any like roadmap stuff? Is a sense of like code reviews or other GitHub-y things, you know, issues. Like, this opens up a potential world. Like, they have the Octocat kind of back-end API.
Right.
You could build lots of cool things, not just pull requests into this if you wanted to.
Yeah. So I think a lot of that will be driven by what feedback we get from people, right? So this is the idea, like, what's good about this is something that we can all dog food because VS Code, we build it in GitHub, and so we get tons and tons of pull requests.
Oh, so you're using this API?
Yeah, the entire
you're
team.
You're using that extension yourself?
We're using the extension, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so that's the best sort of feedback, the dogfooding feedback. And then over time, you know, first thing I want the squash and merge button. It's coming. It's coming. Because that's how I do all my pull requests.
All of my commits are like, will this work? This sucks. I'm a bad programmer.
Yeah.
And I just want to, like, when I get it working, I just want to squash it so it looks like I just got it in the first try.
So you got it done.
I totally knew what I was doing. Everything was cool.
That's
so where can people give the feedback, though? Like, how do we know you're listening?
Oh, so you can go into, so in any of these extensions, really, with VS Code, there's a link to the repository. Mm-hmm. And up there, you can put in issues, and we're very active up there. So you'll know that we're listening because we'll be active.
So all the extensions are open source?
Yeah.
They're all open source. All the ecosystem of VS Code is open source.
Yes, it is.
That's sweet.
That's one of my favorite things about it, honestly. When I first started using, you know, code, I didn't know how much I would like using like an Electron-based editor. I was like, I don't know if this is going to be, will this really be able to replace TextMate in my heart? And yes, it actually has. It has. Especially, you know, being able to write your own, you know, scripts and extensions and additions and that stuff, snippets. The old snippet support was certainly helpful for me because I had certain TextMate things that I needed to bring over, you know, personally, which I could then convert it. It was actually a fairly easy process, so it was good.
I actually had some interns on my show on Azure Friday, which is a little show, a little video show that I do, and these were interns that had never done any work anywhere near Visual Studio Code, and they were able to work on an extension. They were like really impressed at how easy it was to, in fact, write an extension. Like,
which extension was it?
Is that the ACR?
I think it was the Azure Container Registry extension. These were like high school students.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They were crazy good.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the pull request to be accepted.
Was it because the interns were good, or because the extension model for VS Code is just that good?
Maybe a little of both.
Well, they were amazing, and you can actually go and see that Azure Friday episode where the interns are on. They came on the show and showed me how they wrote it.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Cool. That was an awesome. So we're literally waiting for that pull request to be brought in.
Oh, seriously?
They
might that become part of the pack?
Yeah, that'll be...
Well, it'll be in the Docker extension.
Right, it'll come into
you
the Docker.
You heard it here first.
Oh my gosh, the Docker extension and built by the interns. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the beauty of it, right? And the best thing is that even though they're going back to school, they're still on the hook for the repository.
That's true. I love it.
They have
love
no
it.
Choice.
They still have to do
20
it.
Years, they have to maintain
like forever. You've got to be the maintainer
that's
forever.
Right. Yeah.
That's really good. Is there anything else that's kind of coming up that you guys want to kind of tease or that you're excited about? Anything happening with code?
Matt?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think one of the things we're going to be looking at is just generally trying to make connecting the pieces a little bit easier. Like you mentioned the connection string stuff that you had to go copy and then put it into the app service extension, trying to help automate that process and
okay.
just make that like a single click. That's something. Really just trying to get a hold of customers. So if you're using this stuff, send me an email, tweet at me.
tweet at Matt.
Yeah.
Let him know. And also he'll be tech support for you. So I've just volunteered
yeah,
you now.
One of the things that I've been impressed with is not just being able to open up a PowerShell window inside of VS Code or a bash, a local bash using mm-hmm. Ubuntu on Windows, but also an Azure shell and connecting. And then there's another extension I've been using lately called Spot, which lets you fire up a container in the cloud and connect to that. So if you need a container that has Go or a container that has certain certain things pre-installed, you say, I need a Spot for myself, connects to your ACI, you get per second billing on a container. You can say any container image you want, and then you're in there, and you're in VS Code, you look at your local PowerShell, your local bash, you're up in the cloud in Azure Cloud Shell, you're in a Spot, and it's all in one place.
That's really cool.
Did you know, Scott, that you can run code dot in the Cloud Shell?
I did know that because I went to shell.azure.com, and I thought I was on my local machine, and I typed code dot, and then I went, and then I was like, is this allowed? What's happening? And you've like a text editor in the Cloud Shell.
Yeah, it is the exact same editor that is in Visual Studio Code, but hosted in the browser, because VS Code is a HTML and TypeScript, JavaScript, Electron-based app. And that editor is actually the first thing that we built a few years ago, and is in a lot of web properties. But we were able to reuse that in the Cloud Shell to let you do lightweight editing there. So you get syntax colorization and things like that.
Right.
And actually, there's an Explorer there as well. And that is actually the Explorer.
And it's way better. If you're someone that goes up to Cloud Shell and then you're used to running Pico or Vim, and then you can't exit Vim, so you have to reboot all of Azure to get out of Vim, you just run code dot and you're in that current directory.
Yep.
Yeah, no, and it's great. Do you have any plans of maybe eventually adding extension support or anything like that, even like maybe select extensions that might be able to work in Cloud Shell?
The first thing we're trying to do is get better language service support.
Makes sense.
Because it's everything's running in the browser at that point. But all the language services that are running, like in VS Code, run in separate processes. And so we're trying to improve the language service support up there so you get a richer syntax colorization experience. And then we'll go from there. Again, it's what's the feedback, right? It's like how people respond to it and what we get for feedback and where we want it to go is a lot of what will guide how far we take that. So definitely.
That makes sense. Yeah, because it would be cool. I mean, obviously, since it is, like you said, it's JavaScript, TypeScript, like Electron-based, to, if you don't want the full experience, if that's not possible, to have some of your favorite things, based on what you're doing.
Yep.
But yeah, that makes sense. It's really cool.
I think we're out of time.
Yes, we are out of time.
Already?
So, yes, that's it. But thank you, guys. And you can check out Visual Studio Code at code.visualstudio.com.
And tweet at us.
And tweet at us.
At code.
We'd love
at
to hear
code.
From our users.
Yes.
You actually listen? You're watching that Twitter account?
All the time.
Go at code.
Yes. Thank you.